My name is Andres Villegas, and I am 13 years old. Today is Monday, November 29th, and I'm speaking with
Andres Sr. Who is his father?
We are recording this interview in Berwyn, Illinois. How would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered as a loving, caring father, helpful, always there for his kids and family, loving husband as well, a great person in general.
Can you tell me someone about someone you always remember?
The person that I would always remember would be my great-grandmother on my mother's side. The reason why she was like a mother to me, but to our family, my siblings, when my mom wasn't able to be with us when we were younger. She was always caring, always fed us right. Taught us about religion, or Catholic religion. Her person in general was very sweet.
Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories?
One of my happiest memories as an adult, I would say, is seeing my kids, Andres and Melanie, being born, coming to this world. It was happy and scary at the same time, because it's the unknown, you know. So I would say that would be one of the happiest moments when I held them in my arms for the first time.
Can you tell me about one of your most difficult memories?
One of my most difficult memories would be, well, growing up, well, having a child young at the age of 17 is how to provide, and having to adult at a very young age, not knowing what rent, bills, and everything that came with it. I had me and my significant other had to grow up at a faster pace, I would say, to adapt to the adult world. Like I said, we were really young and it was tough. Winning less than minimum wage, trying to provide for a child, well, our child, so I would say that was one of the most difficult times that I could remember.
What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
What I feel most grateful about in life would be my family. Mother, sisters, brother, my wife, my kids, grandparents. I feel we have like a strong bond. We're very close, always there for each other when we really need each other. We always try to be there for one another, and in certain situations, we're each other's backbone. We're very strong together, I would say. So I'm really grateful for our family, because through thick and thin, we, no matter what the situation or the scenario, we're always there for each other.
What are some of the most important lessons you learned in life?
One of the main, well, there's a lot of lessons you learn in life, but one of the main ones is money is not everything in life. People can say the contrary, but I think health and family and having health are the most important things, and some people misinterpret it with money. Yes, it's takes away hunger and other things, but I think having health and the love of your family is more important than money, and that's something that I've learned not the hard way, it's something that I've learned with time. Because when I was younger, I was used to think that money could fix everything, and that's a total lie. It cannot. Not everything, some things, but not everything in life. So I would say that's one of the lessons that I've learned. Because I wish I could go back in time and enjoy my kids while they were younger, instead of working extra, you know. But you know, they grow up, and I know I will never get to see that again. So I think that's one of the lessons, that just money and everything.
What is your favorite memory of me?
My favorite memory of you would be when you were born. Knowing that I was gonna have a boy. He's my second child, by the way. My daughter was my first. My son was my second born. There's not just one memory. There's a list of memories that I could go on all day talking about it, but would be when you were born. One in particular, he was, I think, a year and some and a half. I came home from work. He saw how tired I was, just went straight to the couch. He ran to the kitchen, opened up the fridge, grabbed me a beer, and he brought it to me. I could say that was one of the ones that I could remember off the top of my head. It was a funny one. It was it was funny. But yeah, that would be one of the top ones, aside from all the other ones.
Can you tell me the story of how you met mom, dad? Mom or dad, do you remember when you realized you wanted to be together for good?
I met my lovely wife through her brother. He's a good friend of mine, brother-in-law now. We were hanging out in front of his house, and I saw your mom come out, and I instantly told a cousin of mine, I want that beauty. I fell in love with her right away. It was like love at first sight. She didn't want me, but I wanted her. Through time, you know, we started talking, we got together, but I know since then, she comes from a great family, she has good morals. Just right away I knew that I wanted to be with her for the rest of my life.
How has being a parent changed you? What were you most surprised by?
I mean, how has being a parent changed me? I mean, it's everything's not for me anymore, I would say. It's more like your life does a whole 360, and then it's just your kids now. You know, your life, you're living for your kids. You know, you're living to provide, make sure they're good, they're raised right, they eat well. They have other good things now. It's not all about you anymore. And in my situation, like, I was still young. It was a big change. What I was most surprised by is the bills. It was something us as, well, when I was younger, the young kids don't realize how important and difficult at the same time as to pay bills, and when you're at minimum wages, it's really, really hard. When you have kids, you have to pay bills, drive to work. I mean, I think what really surprised me was how to survive on your own, with your own family, at a young age, I would say.
If you could do anything again, would you raise me differently?
If I could do anything or change anything, I would be there more. But I would not raise you differently. I think you're polite. You're a good kid. You have great manners. No, I would not raise you differently. So far, everything's good.
Are you proud of me?
I am most definitely proud of my son. I love that he's into sports. He's not thinking about other gibberish things. I like that he has his mind right of what he thinks he wants. he's not letting anything distract what his goal is. So, I mean, he's a great son, great grandson, great brother, great nephew. He does his best in school. Well, I hope he does. But not so far. I am proud of my son.
What are your dreams for me?
My dreams for my son is... What is the correct way of answering this? To follow his dreams. No matter what it is, as long as it makes him happy, you know, that's... it's good enough for me. As long as he stays on the right track, I'm doing the right things. You know, of course, we want our kids to be successful in life, but whatever he chooses, I will be there to support no matter what the dream is. So, yeah, that would be my dreams for him. Only he could choose his dreams. I would only support.
What did you think you were going to be when you grew up?
I always loved action movies, cop movies. I had always told his grandmother, my mother, I always wanted to be a cop. Not just a cop. I wanted to be a DEA agent. It's what I thought when I was younger, and then I got into sports as I was growing up, and then what I really thought what was going real good for me in my teens, early teens, was I used to play soccer a lot. I was playing different divisions. Went even to play for private school, and really thought I would go pro. I felt confident enough. I mean, I have the trophies and the record to back me up on that, but, you know, life had different things for me, so unfortunately I didn't, but yeah, I thought I was gonna go pro in soccer.
Can you tell me about a person who has been the kindest to you in your life?
I think the person that has been the kindest to me in my life would be my mother. No matter what the situation is, she sticks to a positive, sweet motherly, her way of being is no matter the situation, no matter what the situation is, she's always the sweetest, and to, you know, she never judges. You know, as a mother, she's done a phenomenal job as a mother and father. So I could say my mother has been the kindest to me in my life.
Was I who you expected me to be?
Were you what I expected you to be? No, you're not. You're something. You're not what I expected you to be. You're better. You know, you're something better than what I expected. I'm happy. I'm proud. I'm beyond happy. You're better than what I expected you to be.
Can you tell me about where you grew up? What was it like?
I grew up in Cicero, a bad area. You know, it was tough times. You know, my mother, single, taking care of four rebels. I have two sisters and a brother, two are older than me. We grew up in a, you know, I would say in those times it was a bad area. It was tough. We had to walk to school alone, walk back alone, you know, sad to say, but my mother was working, so we had to take care of ourselves, you know, at certain times. I mean, it was hard. It was bad, but you know, we made it. So, yeah.
What did you think your life would be like when you were older? Has your life turned out differently than you imagined?
Yes, it has. I had kids at a very young age. I don't regret it at all. I don't regret one bit of it. I love my kids. I think it came out all right. Can't complain. But like every human being, you know, we have our ups and downs. So, yeah.
Tell me about your brother or sister. How would you describe them?
We're four in our family. My sister, Her name's Gloria. She's the oldest. She's like the third mother in the family, aside from my mother and my grandmother. Then it's my brother. And then it's myself. And then it's my younger sister. My oldest is, she's like the grumpy auntie. Very hardworking, very loving. You know, always wanting the best for her nephews, for the family. My brother, Joel, would be very hardworking. He reminds me a lot of my mother and father, what I remember of him. He's very hardworking, always there for his family, no matter what. Puts his family first before anything. My younger sister is very sweet, you know, very understanding. You know, so yeah.